I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrissy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, a pair of month-long holiday displays get started right after Thanksgiving. Let's begin on Friday with Heritage Museums and Gardens in Sandwich as they turn on Gardens Aglow.
Well, the main draw for this annual event is the lighting displays that Heritage sets up all through its acres of gardens and woodlands. And they're trying to create a twinkling wonderland. And that display has been expanded this year. But there's also a lot more. One highlight is a polar play space where families can build their own igloo or ice sculpture at the parade field. And they've got a warming tent nearby and the Cape Cod Donuts food truck. Gardens Aglow also has marshmallow roasting, music and dance performances, visits from Santa and Mrs. Claus, a light bright to write messages on, model trains, and ice carving. The lights go on Friday, then Gardens Aglow will be open 4:30 to 8:30 Fridays through Sundays, and that goes through December 29th.
Then in Hyannis, the Cape Cod Enchanted Village, which is open free to the public at the Cape Codder Resort, starts on Saturday night with a couple of giant additions this year.
It takes workers 2 weeks to set up the houses, lights, decorations, and characters that fill the resort's courtyard and lobby. And last year, they added a giant Christmas tree made out of lobster pots. New this year are tall holiday sculptures, a Christmas tree and whales, by artist Michael Magyar called the Giants, just like the giant sculptures he sets up at the holidays all over Sandwich. The entire display of the Enchanted Village will be open nightly from dusk, starting Saturday, then going through January 1st, except for Christmas Day. Santa's going to be visiting from 5 to 8 p.m. Fridays through Sundays, December 6th to 22nd, with caroling by the Surftones on Fridays and concerts by the Regency Brass Ensemble on Saturdays. And if visitors can, they're asked to bring gift cards, unwrapped new toys, or non-perishable food items for the giving tree in the resort lobby.
Speaking of trees made out of lobster pots, one in Provincetown will be built again for the holiday season.
For years, that tree's been set up for the holidays in Lopes Square near McMillan Wharf. And while you can see it any night through New Year's, it's going to be lit for the season in a ceremony being held from 5:30 to 6:30 on Saturday. The tree each year includes more than 140 lobster pots. Those are borrowed from local lobstermen. Then 120 bows, 3,600 LED lights, and plastic lobsters and buoys.
And one more weeks-long holiday display you might want to check out is set up at Highfield Hall in Falmouth.
Organizers are calling this display a winter wonderland that they're setting up for holidays at Highfield. The rooms of the mansion will be decorated to that theme, which was inspired by Patrick Doherty's stickwork sculpture that was created outside last summer. There's going to be a shopping area for handcrafted pieces and art, a creche collection, model trains from the South Shore High Railers Club, and holiday treats. Special guests during the week will include Santa Claus, dancers from New England Ballet Theater and Cape Cod Ballroom Dancers, and musicians who include a cappella singers, guitarists, and Victorian carolers. Holidays at Highfield starts Friday. Then it's going to be open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Fridays through Sundays and noon to 4 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays from this Friday through December 8th. Then it's going to close for a few days before being open noon to 4 p.m. daily, December 12th through the 20th.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.